The 10-question sit-down series rolls on tonight with one of the best to ever do it. One of the all-time greats in the blue and orange, the living legend himself, Kenny Morrow. And Kenny, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We talked with Butch Goring last episode, had so much fun doing a deep dive into his career. So I'm going to do the same with you here on this episode. You played some outstanding games, some real memorable games for not only yourself, but also for the entire fan base and a lot of fans of the NHL in general. But I'm curious for you, can you pick out one or two games that you felt like you were at your all-time best?
The ones that stand out to me were the ones that were kind of big moment games. And so the 83 playoffs, I felt, were my best playoffs through that whole run that we had, five-year run. And our series against the Rangers, I thought I had a good game. I think it was in Madison Square Garden. For some reason, hostile territory, you know, against your most hated rival. But I always enjoyed going in the Madison Square Garden. So there was a game, I think game six in Madison Square Garden, where I ended up scoring a goal and thought I played one of my better games. And then that following series against Edmonton, I thought game three maybe, which gets overlooked because we swept the first two games in Edmonton, where Billy Smith was just incredible. And then game three was a huge game coming back to home ice. And it was tied 1-1 going in the third period. And I scored another goal in that game. You know, I didn't score a lot of goals, but the ones I did score in might make this list. So I would say those two games, game three in 83 playoffs, and then the game six against the Rangers in the series before.
What stands out to me is, between all of our guests, and we just most recently talked to Butch Goring, was some of those best games of all time involved goals and assists. And while you can feel good about your efforts a lot of nights back in your own zone and defensively, it's those games that you score, that you find the score sheet, that really puts it over the top.
Yeah. And you know, people may think, well, that overtime goal against Rangers in 84, but you know what I tell people is I was on the ice when Don Maloney scored that tying goal, so I certainly didn't feel good about being on the ice for that. But you know, obviously that moment, you know, that goal will live with me forever, but I wouldn't say it was one of my better games. Yeah.
When you look at the National Hockey League landscape as we kind of move ahead to modern day, and I'm going to focus on the New York Islanders specifically, but do you feel like there's an Islander on this current roster that gets overlooked and overshadowed? And the question that I've asked all the guests is, you know, who do you think is the most underrated?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, there's not just one, you know. Speaking as a defenseman, I guess I tend to go look at those type players. But I think they're all, you know, I don't know that there's any that are really underrated for me. You know, they all play a role, an important role. That's one thing those Islander teams that I played on, everybody, you know, we wouldn't have won it with all 20 guys playing the role.
What about the most underrated of the dynasty era?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know that any of them are underrated because, you know, we had so many that played on all four Stanley Cup teams. But a Gordie Lane comes to mind, you know, a Dwayne Sutter who scored some huge goals. You know, he got under everybody's skin, so he played such a big role. Maybe they got overshadowed more than underrated. You know, they were overshadowed by all the stars that we had. Gary Howitt. Gosh, I could go down the line of all these underrated players, yeah.
Third question on our 10-question sit-down is, let's say a fan wants your autograph, even today or back when you played, when was the best time for them to approach you for that?
I'm one even to this day. I will sign for anybody. Just the smile that you can give a person, you know, doing something, you know, as insignificant as signing your name for somebody and the joy that it brings. So the best time, I mean, is any time for me, you know, whether it's in a restaurant, walking through the airport. And I can tell you I've had some great experiences, and for me it's the interaction too. I always enjoy asking. They want to ask you questions, and I more so want to ask them questions.
Yeah. Sure, you've had a lot of fun over the years. And how about pranks, right? Like, everybody gets pranked today, back in the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, going all the way back. Do you have a moment that sticks out in your mind when you got pranked by an Islanders teammate?
Oh, of course. Yeah. The number one is Brian Trottier, and he pranked a lot of guys, but he,
what did he do to you?
Okay. So, we had a card thing going on with Patty LaFontaine was my teammate, and we played against Brian and Mike Bossy. All the road trips were about 3 or 4 years. We were playing cards, a game called Euchre. And so there was a real rivalry going on. And so he called the shoes I used to wear on my road trips were just, you know, this black pair of shoes that I wore. And we were on a road trip out to Vancouver. He used to call my Euchre shoes. He gave everything a name. And so for one pregame skate, he took my shoes, tied them together, hung them over the crossbar, and guys were shooting at my shoes, you know, in the warmups.
Talking with Ken Morrow here on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Ken, you had a lot of great games over your career, but when you did endure a tough night at the rink, you know, you had a game where you faced some adversity. How did you get over that? What was the best medicine for you?
Being able to play, you know, soon after that. You know, the worst thing after you have a bad game is to have a 2 or 3 day layoff where you don't play again. So if we had a game the next night, whatever, that was the best thing. But I kind of kept an even keel. The way I played the game, I know the words like steady and unfazed maybe by a lot of that stuff. And Al Arbor used to preach that as our coach. Yep. You know, he used to say, "Hey, the roof could be falling in, and we're going to keep playing the same way." And those teams did that. So I kind of felt like that was my style of game to steady. If I had a bad night, you know, just back to work the next day.
What athlete do you admire most outside of hockey?
Oh boy, you're asking some great questions. Yeah. Here.
Thank you. These aren't easy. I know they're not easy, but they're fun.
I admire the ones, you know, that make their mark not only on the field or on the ice sheet, but in the community. So I think of a guy like a Walter Payton, who just, you know, the heart and soul kind of guys. I think the John, you know, for me, the athletes I admire when I watch them play are the John Tonellis, the Walter Paytons, these guys that just have a heart, you know, that just doesn't stop. But I just admired him because he was such a great ambassador for the game.
That's a great answer. Going to get a little more modern day again. And when you get out your smartphone, I don't know how many apps you have, but if you have an application that you think everybody needs to know about, what would it be?
Well, the word smartphone and me don't go together. I'm a dinosaur, and my kids and grandkids just laugh at me because I've got like the oldest version and I don't have hardly any apps on my phone compared to most people, but maybe like a Buffalo Wild Wings app, you know, that if I can get 6 free wings when I'm or some queso at Buffalo Wild Wings again when I'm on the road. So yeah, nothing exciting.
Hey, listen, that's exciting. That's terrific. How hot are we going on those wings?
Well,
going blazing.
You know, here's my, you know, this speaks to my personality, mild. So
mild. Okay. I'm a mild guy too. I can't okay. Anything more than that, my eyes start watering. Ken, when's the last time you got nervous about anything?
Oh gosh, it would be doing these kind of things. And
really?
I've really gotten better, you know, but I used to just dread if I had to do any kind of an interview, you know, anything with a microphone. That was part of my personality, you know. Yeah.
So that's perfect for my next question then. When you were a player, actually even today too, can you think of a question that you got asked a lot that you were tired of answering?
Well, here's the one, you know, and thank goodness I get people, you know, it's a great question to get asked because it means I've done something, but everybody asked me, compare the gold medal to the Stanley Cup. And I've been asked that for 45 years, and my first answer is, you just can't compare the two. You can't. But having said that, I'm lucky that I'm able to do that because that means I've won both.
you might not like me for this next one. Actually, I'm going to pawn this off on Butch Goring. We talked to Butchie most recently.
Oh, no.
I said, hey, Butch, I said, do you have a question I can pass along to Ken Morrow? Oh. He kind of thought about it, and he laughed, and he goes, why do we always have to hear about the gold medal and him winning an Olympics? He goes, why does he keep bringing that up?
Can I give the Patrick Waugh answer and say, well, you know, I can't hear Butchie because I got a gold medal in my ear, right? Ask Butchie where his gold medal is.
Oh, no.
So.
I'm trying not to start too much of a war here, but we're going down that road.
Oh, that's great. No, yeah, no, Butchie is, you know, young Butch Goring, as Brian Trotsky calls him. And, you know, we're kind of, I don't want to say tied at the hip, but, you know, Butch, I joined the team, and then Butch, you know, the trade for Butch happened a couple weeks later. And I don't know if people remember, our team went on a 12-game unbeaten streak after Butch joined us, you know, leading into those AD playoffs. So, you know, that was, and that still considered the greatest.
Our next guest will be Matt Barzell on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Do you have a question? Doesn't have to be about hockey. It can be. But do you have a question I can pass along to Matt Barzell?
Well, he's been a lifelong Islander, you know, and I spent my whole career on Long Island, 10 years. And so, you know, looking forward, I don't know if it's a question, but just I would love to see him as a lifelong Islander.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe we can form that into yeah. You know, what do you hope to accomplish on Long Island? Obviously, a Stanley Cup is right at the top of the list, but what else would you like to accomplish here?
Yeah, you know, and I think it gets lost in today's sporting world because we're so used to seeing athletes just come and go, you know, whether it's in pro sports, now you're seeing it in college where guys aren't staying for more than a year or two. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for being able to spend your whole career in one place. And I think he loves it out here. I mean, who wouldn't? I fell in love with Long Island right away. It's a great thing that you can, you know, look back in your career and say, hey, I was an Islander for life. Yeah.
Really good stuff, Kenny. Thanks so much for doing this. Great to get to know you, and I hope the fans enjoy.
Well, I enjoyed it. Thank you.